Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's edible honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of edible honesty, and the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, hot, rockin' fruit from the Garden of Eden pie. Let's get down and talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew. I'm your host, and I am ready to rock. So let's cut right into it, because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. For today's extra tasty episode, I will be using the lyrics of Marvin Gaye, Joe Walsh, The Kinks, The Beatles, Sam Cooke, Stevie Ray Vaughan, The Digital Underground, Neil Diamond, Bob Dylan, and Bugs Bunny to discuss how we can put the Garden of Eden back together again, because let's just say Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. So pass the beer nuts. Hillary, Norman Peterson, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show. This is it. In our last edible adventure, Andrew the Giant explained that we are in the beginnings of an unforgiving biblical famine, which is not good, because a biblical famine means a large portion of the world's population will die, and their death certificates will all read the same: death by starvation. And now back to Steve with an update on today's weather. Thanks, Don. As you can see, well over 800 million people around the world are starving to death, and in just a few years, that number will reach well over a billion. Over a billion people will be starving to death around the world because, quite frankly, we lack the resources. This planet is almost entirely out of drinking water, and this planet is almost entirely out of natural food. So, whoa, mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be. The legendary Marvin Gaye, who once asked, "What about this overcrowded land? How much more abuse from man can she stand?" Well, Marv, to answer that question, the Earth cannot stand any more abuse. This planet is rapidly running out of fertile farmland, which means this planet is rapidly running out of real food. And the sad, sad, sad reality is everyone on this planet is relying upon the same thing: a very, very, very broken global food supply chain for their nutrition. I want you to think of the global food supply chain as Humpty Dumpty. And in this case, Mr. Dumpty is a seasoned drunk who has just tied one on. I am the walrus. I am the walrus. No, wait, I'm Humpty Dumpty. I am the Eggman. And we all know how that story goes. Humpty Dumpty, the Eggman, had a great fall. And no one, not even the town Lego master, could ever put Humpty back together again. So stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and style you used to. My name's Humpty, pronounced with umpty. Ooh, ooh. As a reminder, and for proper perspective, there are over 800 million people around the world starving to death because they have difficulty obtaining any food, let alone enough food to eat. Edible fact. And We avoid the topic. No one likes the idea of reality. So instead, the edible powers that be say things like one of the greater obstacles we must overcome is food insecurity. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, food insecurity sounds like there are a lot of pickles suffering from existential anxiety. So pass me an anxious pickle, Uncle Harvey.
Ooh, ooh.
Food production around the globe is going down faster than Michael Spinks did against Mike Tyson on June 27th, 1988. And trust me, it doesn't get any quicker than that. And another 400 million plus people around the world have recently departed their homeland for a place where they might actually find some food. So unless we can quickly figure out a way to feed ourselves, billions upon billions of people will starve to death, and very quickly in every city, in every house, and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete.
Ooh, ooh.
Now that all of that horrible stuff has been said, I do have a solution that will provide tens of thousands of new, high-paying jobs. And I have a solution that will revitalize the local economies of every city and every town and bring food back to every last edible mile destination in the United States of America. Every town and every city shall, from this point forward, erect a food tower. The same way that every town and city has erected a water tower, and each and every town and city shall have as many food towers as they require to eliminate, call it, food insecurity, and ensure that every person in the United States can be properly nourished. Let no one ever go hungry. And let's usher in the dawn of the food towers. And feel free to think of these food towers as edible oases in the sky. Or feel free to think of every food tower just as we would a mini version of Eden, because that's exactly what they are. And the plan is to have at least one food tower in every city and town in America. So here comes the sun, and it is all right.
Ooh, ooh.
So here is just a small list of reasons why the food towers are so absolutely necessary. One, food towers are the key to eliminating farming famines. Everything in the food towers is grown indoors under strict climate control. Whatever the weather, don't worry, food towers are always producing lots and lots of fresh food on the daily, so I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. And two, food towers are the key to eliminating supply chain risk. Say, Don, did we get those peaches from China in yet? Why would we do that? Thanks to our town food towers, we are the supply chain. And three, food towers will create an enormous gene pool back in our agricultural system, which is really good news, because that enormous gene pool is the key to preserving our natural food system, and not just for today, for multiple generations to come. And a wider gene pool that focuses on heirloom seeds that are thousands of years old moves our agricultural system just one step away from Eden. And that being said, food towers are the key to recreating the Garden of Eden, but this time it's up in the sky. And the new Garden of Eden will be spread out over millions of miles and consist of thousands upon thousands of food towers so that we may avoid the next biblical famine and never face food insecurity again, because it's been a long time coming, but I know a change is going to come. Yes, it will. The global food supply chain is over Grover. It's a few links, and a few links do not make a chain, especially not one designed to wrap itself around the world. But let's not discuss the politics that got us here alone, cold, starving in a last edible mile, destination stranded, caught in the crossfire, screaming, "I'm going hungry." Let's instead erect these food towers right now. Here is the reason why we will all most likely face starvation, and Joe Walsh said it best. We kill everything that's alive, and anyone who tries to deny it wears a tie and gets paid to lie. And of course I blame the politicians for getting us into this fine mess. They're the ones who turned every single city and town in the United States into a last edible mile destination. And it happened the moment that they globalized food. Right then, overnight, every town and every city in America went from first to last, and from fit to fat. And overnight, the health and welfare of every single community within the United States was destroyed. All the while, the American politicians, well, they were taking advantage of some pocket change. And they helped to create the global food supply chain, which I like to equate the current global food supply chain issues to the Hindenburg, just as it was about to enter New Jersey airspace. And we all know what happens then. It's about to crash and burn, and it's about to become one of the worst catastrophes in the world. So, oh, the humanity, and beat on the brat. Beat on the brat with a baseball bat. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Think about it like this. Coffee, bananas, grapes, wheat, avocados, almonds, peaches, limes, coconuts. Wait, she put the lime in the coconut. Soybeans, corn, garlic, lemons, watermelons, olives, vanilla beans, tomatoes, cinnamon, mushrooms, jalapenos, mustard seeds, pecans, and kiwis are all flying edible zeppelins in the sky. And each edible zeppelin that flies in the sky represents a different link in the global food supply chain. And the entire fleet of edible zeppelins are in grave danger of falling victim to culinary extinction, as they have all just entered New Jersey airspace. And quite frankly, it's about to become the greatest edible catastrophe in human history. People gonna die of starvation. Oh, the humanity. And Thomas Jefferson said it best. If just one link in nature's chain is lost, then another will be lost, and then another, and another, until everything is lost. So cue the clash. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. Ooh, ooh. And let's face it, supermarkets have not been super in over 60 years. They're not even mediocre markets, which is why food towers are about to become everyone's local supermarket, if you will. Supermarket produce scares me. It should scare you. It's last edible mile food. It's the bottom of the barrel. Supermarket produce is an edible hazard waiting to happen. And there is no reason it should be sitting on a shelf, let alone taken home and consumed, which is why we need first edible mile farm food towers everywhere, in every city and every town, as all first edible mile food towers will be virtually linked together, working in unison, high up in the sky, sharing information and seeds, ensuring that there will be enough just picked electric food for everyone, thus recreating Eden. Shooting stars never stop, even when they reach the top. First edible mile farms will be the food tower, and the food tower will redefine the meaning of fresh and organic produce big time, because first mile edible farms produce isn't just organic. It's electric. It's like thunder, lightning. The way you love me is frightening. Oh, you better knock. Knock on wood. The produce grown and sold at First Edible Mile Farms is referred to as edible electricity because that's precisely what it is. Edible electricity is designed to take your vibrational energy and raise it by increasing your frequency. And the food that we consume should be solely measured by its energy and its frequency. That's the only thing that matters. The only thing we need to know about the food we consume is simply how many volts of electrical energy are inside this midnight blue tomato. Or tell me, how many volts of electrical energy are inside this purple bell pepper? That's it, nothing else. And that is why First Edible Mile Farm strictly obeys the laws of physics. Edible electricists adhere to Albert Einstein, Nikola Tesla, Carl Sagan, and Stephen Hawking, not the FDA. Now, when it comes to the food that we elect to put down our internal landscape, the food we consume should do one thing and one thing only, and that is make our electrons move faster. Nothing else matters. This is not edible philosophy. This is physics. Making our electrons move faster is how we will be able to unlock our true human potential. And we can easily make our electrons move a lot faster by increasing the frequency of the food we put in our mouths, because the higher the frequency, the greater the vibrational energy. And the greater the vibrational energy, the greater and more powerful you become. Edible fact: the greater the vibrational energy, the better you feel emotionally, the greater the vibrational energy, the better you feel physically. And the greater the vibrational energy, the better you perform sexually. And the greater the vibrational energy, the lower the likelihood that illness, discomfort, or physical pain will manifest. Now, this is not edible philosophy. This is physics. It's all about edible electricity. Edible electricity is the official food of the universe. Edible electricity is the official food of the gods. And Nikola Tesla said it best. If you want to unlock the secrets of the universe, think of it in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And you know what? I'm picking up good vibrations. Good, good, good. Good vibrations. I'm picking up good vibrations. Ooh, ooh. With the creation of these first edible mile farm food towers, food will no longer be broken down into ridiculous categories like fruits and vegetables. Food will simply be organized by frequency, from the lowest to the highest. And the only information will be when the item was picked and how many volts of electrical energy that item contains. And new food categories will be the same as it was for the gods. Edible lightning, edible thunder, and edible solar batteries. That's edible electricity. And let us not forget the words of Albert Einstein, who said, "Everything is energy." And that's all there is to it. But the next part of this particular quote is why First Mile Edible Farms naturally increases the frequency of the food that we grow, harvest, sell, and consume. Einstein continues, "Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way." Meaning, if only we could find a way to increase our frequency, we will become much more powerful in reality. Now, that means we're more powerful mentally, emotionally, physically, and sexually. And that higher frequency has always existed within the food we consume. It's just First Edible Mile Farms unlocked and opened the door that has been hiding in plain sight right in front of us for thousands of years. Albert Einstein concludes, "This is not philosophy. This is physics." And it was the late, great Olivia Newton-John who said it best. "Let's get physical, physical. I want to get physical. Let's get into physical. Let me hear your body talk." So that's it. That's a wrap on how we can rebuild Eden. And isn't it exciting? And get ready to stay tuned for the next extra tasty edible episode when we discuss what foods we'll be putting in that Eden and which foods have the highest frequencies. My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening. And to all my fans out there in Maryland, The Wire was the best HBO show of all time. And an enormous edible shout out to my favorite farmer in the world, Goyo, over at JR Organics. And folks, if you don't know, Goyo is known as the Watermelon Whisperer. And when the Watermelon Whisperer put something in the ground, you better believe that ground responds. It becomes electrified. And the food becomes pure, unadulterated, edible electricity. And Goyo is the first farmer in this world to cultivate it. So do yourself a favor. If you're in San Diego, Orange County, or Los Angeles, run, do not walk, to JR Organics. Get yourself 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boxes of edible electricity a week. Heck, get yourself 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 boxes of edible electricity every 2 weeks, just so long as you are consuming as much edible electricity as you possibly can and you are raising your frequency. And I've been getting all your emails and your comments, and thank you, and do not stop writing me at info@ediblehonesty.com. And do not forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. And don't forget to subscribe to Edible Honesty. That's how we stay on the charts. And no, I'm not signed by any media outlet yet. But History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, Foodable, and Martha Stewart, I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal and get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time, same edible station.